Actually, I don't think I could ever put into words how it affected the whole family, not only myself. It was absolutely devastating, and still is.
And how about the reactions of your friends and neighbours? I mean, were people sympathetic, or did people feel that it was deserved?
No, I have to say, from the very from the first time we got news, from far and near, I had great support, people I hadn't seen in years, because it was advertised on the television and it was public news. People that I hadn't seen in years rang me and were 100% supportive. And my own family and my extended family was absolutely excellent.
But coming up to Christmas now, do you find it difficult celebrating Christmas without the whole family?
I actually haven't really celebrated Christmas in 2 years. Since it happened, I have 7 children and I would have had 11 grandchildren at the time. And the first year there was no Christmas. I actually waited until the new year, until Christmas morning was truly gone, to give the kids their Christmas presents and that, which was hard on the kids because they couldn't understand why Nanny hadn't got Christmas. But I just couldn't celebrate it. And last year was equally as bad. But with the help of God, I'm hoping that this year will be the last year.
But now you take regular visits over to see him, is that right?
It is. I try to go at least once a month. Some family member tries to go at least once a month because it's so far away and so isolated over there with no other family over there. So one has tried to go once a month.
And do you notice changes in your son since he's been in prison?
Well, when he went away, he was 20 and he was a young boy. And now he's 23. And he's a man. And thank God for that, because hopefully when he comes out, he is a man, and that he will have had time to reflect on his life and the hurt it has caused to the families, that, you know, that it'll make him a better person. And then on the other hand, I hope that with counselling and people like Rania that was able to help me, that will help him, because it's not an easy thing to get over.
And what about yourself? I mean, has it changed your own perspective on life? I mean, especially regarding prisoners.
It has indeed. I never thought I would have ever had to visit a prison, but nobody knows. And overnight it can happen that some family member ends up in trouble of whatever kind it is. And at the conference, the Irish, the ICPO, to hear so many different cases and atrocities in prisons all over the world has changed my mind. And listening to the young people, you know, speaking about prisons and prisons in general, that maybe prison isn't the answer for everybody. That with this restorative justice, that maybe there's hope out there that things can change.
Gráinne, you work with the Irish Commission for Prisoners Overseas, so you're constantly helping and supporting families like Kay. Now, having talked with Kay, I can see that she has great family support and she gets over to see her son quite regularly. But I'm sure that's not the case for all families.
Kay and her family are, you know, exceptionally so organised. I don't know how to put it. But many families aren't really at that space, or for one reason or another, they're just not able to do it. For example, they could have very young children, you know, so it's simple as that. They're not able to travel. They've lost the breadwinner. so they have no money coming in. Or perhaps maybe there's been a loss of a parent, you know, so the system has been already disrupted for lots of reasons. And they're just not in that position themselves to be able to do that. But certainly I think, I mean, it is inspiring to hear what Kay and her family have been able to achieve in the way they've supported each other. But I think even Kay would say that it's been really valuable to meet others in her position. And I think she only met somebody at our conference there last week. You know, people with a relative in prison overseas don't get that opportunity, really. It's very much a solitary pursuit. And, you know, fair enough if they happen to know that we exist and they can link in with us, and so much the better. But certainly, you know, there are perhaps ways going into the future that we could look at supporting families in a better way or in a more integrated way.